There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Lithuania's parliament has just adopted the Goodwill Compensation Law, which is legislation focusing on unresolved property restitution claims of Holocaust victims. Welcoming the move, the American Jewish Committee's Director of International Jewish Affairs, Rabbi Andrew Baker, who has also been directly involved in restitution negotiations with Lithuania for decades, says that this law provides an important measure of justice for Lithuanian Holocaust survivors and their families for the horrors they suffered during World War II and its aftermath. The legislation provides almost $40 million in compensation for private claimants and for the Lithuanian Goodwill Foundation providing for heirless Jewish property. This is double the amount which the Lithuanian government has already set aside for restitution claims in a country where 90% of its Jewish population was murdered during the Holocaust, and at present, only 5,000 Jews remain in Lithuania. Israel must punish Jewish extremists like Palestinian terrorists, says a United States official speaking at the United Nations. Ambassador Robert Wood, the U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs, pointed out during a recent UN gathering that the United States expects to see an equal treatment of extremists, whether Israeli or Palestinian, regarding arrests, convictions, and punishment. He said that Israel must introduce equal measures to deal with Jewish extremists, as is done with anti-terror operations. His presentation was primarily based on Palestinian terror and Jewish extremism posing as equal threats to society. He also condemned what he referred to as unilateral actions and unhelpful rhetoric by both Palestinians and Israelis, which he said escalates tensions, fuels violence, and undermines the prospects of achieving a two-state solution. The Jewish Council for Public Affairs, based in New York City, has announced that it intends looking into a major organizational change which it feels would provide more opportunity to pursue liberal advocacy. In a statement, the organization says that henceforth it will act as a national convener of Jewish coalitions, combining to create a just and inclusive America by gathering numerous local and national Jewish community and advocacy organizations in a common objective, and to also use this objective to interact, connect with, and cooperate with other diverse communities. The rebranded JCPA also announced that a national search for a new CEO has just been launched. 22 volumes containing a genealogical history of Ireland's Jewish communities has been presented to the National Library of Israel by the head of the Irish Jewish Genealogical Society and president of the Genealogical Society of Ireland, Stuart Rosenblatt. Rosenblatt searched through 32 counties in Ireland and Northern Ireland for documents and held interviews about Irish Jewish history. The collection contains information such as birth dates, marriage and burial records, school records, and records from 1901 and 1911 censuses, based on more than 70,000 people who lived in Ireland between 1700 and 2021. History shows that the first permanent settlement of Sephardic Jews in Ireland occurred in the late 1400s, when Jews were expelled from Spain and Portugal. Later in the late 1800s and early 1900s, Jewish communities from Eastern Europe began to land on Irish shores. The event was organized by the Irish Embassy and the Israel-Ireland Friendship League. And on a celebratory note, with Hanukkah now into its third day, in a rallying call, rabbis based in the Muslim world are calling on Jews to join them in celebration. The Alliance of Rabbis in Islamic States, ARIS, founded in 2019, represents Jewish communities based in countries such as Azerbaijan, Albania, Turkey, Kazakhstan, Iran, and Morocco. And its prime aim is to promote coexistence and support Jewish culture and lifestyles in predominantly Muslim countries. Well, since Hanukkah began on Sunday, ARIS has provided pictures of celebrations happening in Albania, Kosovo, and Kazakhstan, displaying large lit menorahs. Whilst in Qatar, Mexico's ambassador to Qatar, Israeli diplomats who have stayed on in Qatar following the Football World Cup, and the United States ambassador to Qatar are celebrating the lighting of the menorah with ARIS members. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.